Cool Chameleon Exercise for Kids. This is a self as context example. The Cool Chameleon Exercise by Dixon and Polly Lunas from 2017. To do this exercise, you will need a couple of pieces of paper, a pen, and some crayons or coloring pencils. And the goal of this example is to help children to think about themselves in flexible ways, relating to their own changing roles. What I mean by that is at home, you might be somebody's son or daughter or sibling, whereas at school, you might be a student. On a sports team, maybe you've got a specific position, maybe you're a goalie, or maybe you're in a band, and in that band, you're the guitar player. So in much the same way, a chameleon changes its colours, but it is still a chameleon. So let's do the exercise. Think about the colours of a chameleon now. Take your paper and your pencil and see if you can draw a chameleon as best you can on a piece of paper. Now, it doesn't matter what kind of an artist you are. I just want you to draw it the best you can, the way you think a chameleon might look. Now what I'd like you to do is think about all the different roles that you have in your life. Maybe you're a sibling, a student, a son or daughter, child. Maybe you're a member of Mr. Smith's class. Or are you a member of any teams or groups? Or maybe a specific church? So write down all these roles on the piece of paper too. And when you're satisfied that you've listed all your roles, and it's okay if that takes a while, some of us might have lots and lots of roles, and some of us might just have a few. That's okay. But once you're happy that you've listed all the roles that you can think of, I want you to give each role a different color. So take a few moments to do that. And then write each one of those roles on a different section of the chameleon that you drew in its designated color. Or just use the designated colors, if you wish, to write down each of the roles. Take a few moments to do that. And it's okay if it takes a little while. We've got plenty of time. But what I'd like you to notice as you're doing this is that you are actually quite like a chameleon, because a chameleon can change its colors lots and lots of time during the day. And it could even change its colors back again quite quickly if that was what worked best for the chameleon in that moment. And this is just the same as how you change your roles depending on your environment. None of the roles are wrong or right or better or worse. And of course, you're still a student when you're at home, but that might not be the role that you're acting in at that moment, even though you don't stop being a student just because you're not in school 24 hours a day. But each role are just the different things that you need or want to be depending on your environment. So like we said, at home, you're still a student. Maybe you chose blue for the role of student. But when you're on the pitch or the football field, maybe you're a goalie. Maybe you chose red for that. You don't stop being a student just because you're playing your sport, but you might not be in your goalie role at the exact same time. Of course, I'm wondering if it might be possible for you to be your student color at home sometimes. That might help you get all your homework done. And maybe then you could do something that seemed important to you, like maybe earning video game time. And then, of course, you might change into your gamer color while you play your video games. And then maybe later on, maybe even in the same day, you might change again to your goalie color when it's time to go to your practice or your training sessions. Just like a chameleon, you can change your color as many times as you like. And that will help you so that your color will work for you for the different situations or roles you find yourself in throughout your days. Hope that's helpful.